5 years ago, two Indiana University alumni and one student at the time started making their own soap in the kitchen of the apartment the three shared. Now their soap is sold in grocery and specialty stores around the region and is used in numerous hand-washing stations in restaurants and companies in and around Bloomington. The three, Muhammad A. Mahdi, Muhammad M. Mahdi, and Anthony Duncan, run a growing body care manufacturing operation called Soapy Soap Company. Muhammad A. and Anthony join Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guests this week in the studio, the gentlemen from Soapy Soap Company, Anthony Duncan, Muhammad A. Mahdi. His brother, Muhammad M. Mahdi, is the third member of that trio that runs that company. He's not here today. He's taking care of business over at the warehouse.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
This isn't a gotcha question, but I do have a show and tell thing here. So here's a brown paper bag of a product I bought this morning at Blooming Foods.
Oh, no.
I'm going to reach into it. Smells good. It is a bar of Sabun soap. Sabun, what does that mean, Muhammad?
So sabun pretty much means soap in many different languages, in Hindi, Urdu, Turkish, Malay, Somalian. So it's a universal name for soap.
And that's the brand that you fellows sell?
Yeah. So sabun is the brand that we created 5 years ago in April 2012.
I have to say that when these two guys walked into this studio, it smelled like soap. Do you notice that, Anthony, that that's what you smell like now?
We don't notice it ourselves, really. It's kind of just background to us, I guess. But many other people say when we walk in to different places, we smell like soap or essential oils. It's kind of seeped into our skin.
Well, I got this bar of soap. It's a hand-cut bar of soap. Smells great. It's lemongrass. It was a $4.99 bar of soap. With tax, that's $5.34. Which one of you wants to tell me why I should spend that kind of money on a bar of soap?
Well, it's all...
Anthony.
This is Anthony. it's basically the ingredients we use and the processes we go by. Basically, all natural soap in general is much better for your skin. So back before we started the business, I would use whatever store-bought soap. But my skin would always feel like a bit itchy after washing. And from what I've heard from people, that's fairly common, just depending on your skin type. But when we started making soap, it was like night and day. My skin felt completely different, and I hadn't even thought about it. But now I wouldn't go back, for sure.
Muhammad, he said, when we started making soap, why would he be making soap? And were you in on this from the get-go?
Yeah, actually, my brother, Muhammad M. and Anthony, had this idea in April 2012 of they actually wanted to just make soap as a hobby to just pretty much save money and just... Also, my brother is really hands-on. He likes learning things on his own, Anthony and myself as well. So one day they were on the couch, and they're like, you know what, let's figure out how to make soap. And then I think that we just watched a lot of YouTube videos, checked out some library books, and what started off, they just made a couple of batches of soap, and then that turned into many, many batches of soap. And then we mailed it to our family and friends to try it out, and a lot of people really liked it. And we were like, you know what, let's start a business. And actually, Blooming Foods is one of our first wholesale clients. They've been with us from the get-go.
So which one of you three is the chemist?
So actually, we're all self-taught. None of us took chemistry, and none of us really did business study. We're self-taught on all aspects of the business. It's just a lot of testing and a lot of trial and error and research. And
essentially, what we do is we make our batch size in 1,000 bars, but then when we have leftover soap, we'll use a pound to experiment with to see, like, okay, you know, let's mix lemongrass, peppermint, and tea tree. Let's see what happens.
Oh.
Or if we get samples of essential oils, we're like, okay, you know what, let's try this new sample out. Let's see how it works. And then we also use the feedback with customers, like when we're at the various farmers markets, and too, they're like, oh, you know what, let's. I like lavender and tea tree. Can you do a mixture of that? So we do a lot of, we take what our customers say, employees say, and what we think might work best. And then we do a lot of just trial and error, like you said. But
Is there a machine or a tool that one uses, or do you just go get a cleaver or something?
We use a waffle cutter knife, essentially.
A waffle cutter knife?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I believe they're used for cutting waffle fries. It's just like a wavy metal knife. At the moment, we just hand cut. At some point, we'd like to at least make it so we can cut several at once.
But essentially, we're literally cutting each one. So that 1,000-bar batch, each bar is being hand cut.
You had to move out of the kitchen where you started this. What was going on in that kitchen?
Oh, that was just like the first few months of the business, testing things out. No. Really, things moved pretty quickly. We went to our first farmer's market in June, I believe.
I think it was at Smithville. It was Smithville Farmer's Market.
Of 2012.
And then we just went to a few different events and started talking to a few. I believe our first wholesaler was a local nursery, Twin H Tree, now Harmony Gardens.
Yeah.
And then Blooming Foods was right after that. And we kept moving. And then we got into Whole Foods in Indianapolis. And then in October is when we first moved into like a warehouse space. We rented a few rooms in a warehouse off of Rogers Street and expanded a lot within there. So we were able to add on like more rooms as needed over the next 2 or 3 years.
And we were expanding continuously there. And then we now, for the past year, are in our new production warehouse. This is off of 903 West 1st Street. It's off of right behind the Bloomington Hospital.
You guys all went to Indiana University, the three of you.
Yep.
What do you study, Anthony?
I study linguistics and German.
That's perfect for soap making.
Leads right into it.
I actually just...
Muhammad A.
Muhammad A. I just graduated from Indiana University this May in political science.
Same thing.
Yeah, and then my brother graduated from Indiana University with a major in psychology and minor in criminal justice and sociology, yeah.
Okay.
Those are the tools you need to make the best soap company.
I guess so. If they don't use your soap, you can arrest them or something. I don't know.
Oh, if you wanted to clarify the Sabun a little bit.
Yeah.
Basically, our idea was the company name is Soapy Soap Company.
That's a corporation.
Yeah, and then we would make brands within it, maybe with different themes. But as we went, we noticed that we were really only doing the one brand.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of confusion with Sabun versus Soapy Soap Company. Some people thought it was two companies. So what we've decided recently is to basically do sort of a rebrand and make everything into the Soapy Soap Company brand, and which centers around the three soap guys.
With this very recognizable caricature that you have on your business card, is that going to be part of your logo and branding?
Yeah. So essentially with the new rebranding, we're more focusing on the story because it's in the soap making body care industry, you're having, you know, it's pretty unusual to have three guys making soap, making body care products. So we're actually going to be promoting that a lot more. We're going to have three different bases and each base. So we're going to have a moisturizing base, which is actually my brother has dry skin. So that's going to be his line. I have more of a neutral skin type. So mine is called the Replenish line. And then Anthony has more oily skin. So his is going to be called the Cleanse line. And each line will have a picture of ourselves in there. So it's going to say, so if you see my picture, it's going to say my soap is good for neutral skin, and my brother, you'll see his caricature, and then it'll say my soap is good for dry skin.
Anthony Duncan, Muhammad A. Mahdi, the big shots over at Soapy Soap Company. Thanks for joining us on Big Talk.
Thanks for
having us.